Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Geopolitical risks brought on by the Iran war are the Central Bank of Ireland's biggest concern, but the Irish economy is resilient and one of the best placed nations to benefit from AI. They are some of the views of the governor as he published the first financial stability review of the year. I spoke to the central bank boss, Gabriel McClough, and began by asking him about those intensified global risks.
They've intensified because we now have another war to focus on. And it's obviously hit households because energy prices have gone up. So it's not clear to me at the moment how a lot of this gets resolved. But one of the positive things is that the Irish economy has actually built resilience over the last few years, and that's holding us in good stead. The financial system is resilient. It's gone through a number of shocks, COVID, the Ukraine war, and proved to be resilient. The economy continues. We're going to be publishing our next economic forecasts next month, but the economy continues to be resilient. Unemployment is slightly higher than it was, but it's still very low. Growth is slightly lower than it was, but it's better than most countries in Europe. We are essentially operating at capacity as an economy, and our big challenge is to make sure we maintain the resilience we've built, but also address the bottlenecks, especially in infrastructure, that are holding us back, and then managing the risks of being over concentrated really on multinationals, who are a very good part of the economy, but perhaps we need to broaden our tax base a little bit and just focus a little bit more on growing the indigenous, the Irish business community, and not be so over-reliant on multinationals.
There was also reference to a lot of the capital expenditure going on in the AI sector, huge amounts of money going into this, which brings its own risks, of course, because what if AI disappoints, or what if AI destroys a whole slew of industries, how that might affect us, because we're home to so many of those industries, including software as a service.
Yeah, certainly. I think there has been a huge investment in AI. And one of the things that we have focused on quite a lot is what the potential implications if the disappointment that you mentioned happens. At the moment, it's fair to say it's more the direct effects of that sort of event would probably be in the United States. So the question is, how would it translate over to us, and what would its impact be? The issue of the impact of successful AI, let me put it like that, rather than disappointing AI, the impact of successful AI on established industries is, I think it's too early to actually come to definitive views on that. I would, however, suggest to everybody that we should just be cautious about seeing it all as negative, because clearly, AI is, the potential of AI is all around making the economy more productive. The potential of AI, or the way to meet the challenges of change, is to make sure that we have the skills, or we have the ability to reskill people. And the IMF have done some work recently which says that Ireland is probably the country at the top of the list of being the most ready, skilled to manage an AI.
A lot of people would be very surprised to hear that.
I'm just telling you what the IMF has said, but I don't want to underplay the potential of this being quite a turbulent thing. But if you take a sort of historical perspective and go back to 250 plus years, we've had, since the Industrial Revolution, these moments in history when there are big changes in the way economic activity is undertaken. I suspect that what we are seeing now is another one of these big changes. In the end, economies adjust. New, different types of jobs are created. And the big challenge is how you manage the transitions.
There is a very big IPO about to happen, SpaceX, followed by potentially OpenAI and Anthropic. The biggest IPO ever, possibly, that could suck in a lot of capital and displace capital that would have otherwise gone in to other companies. Is that potentially a trigger for a market correction, in your opinion?
Just to go back partly to the AI point as well, which is a lot of the AI investment that we are focused on in particular is being funded by debt. An IPO, by definition, is about equity and capital investment. So in some ways it minimizes, if there is a sort of direct shift from debt-financed investments to equity-financed investments, it reduces our concerns about financial stability risk. I don't know enough to give a sort of definitive view, or I wouldn't want my views to be taken as definitive as to what the impact of these IPOs are likely to be, because in the end, we're quite some way from understanding exactly what it is that's going to be offered and what the demand's going to be. And it is absolutely related to the extent that people are confident that the return on investment is going to materialize. And people at the moment are confident, but we talk about perhaps the valuations are a bit stretched on AI, and maybe when people have to start putting their own capital into these businesses, they may take a more cautious approach.
And that's Gabrielle McClough, the Governor of the Central Bank of Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.